We're here on KSOM and talking with some of the members of the Tri-Center girls cross country team, and we'll have them introduce themselves as we go along. First up,
Soleil McCool.
And so take me through your race and what was it like to compete here with the with these girls and this team?
It was really amazing. It's my senior year, so I really wasn't expecting this, but I'm really glad that we all pulled through and we got to have this experience. This is a lot of a different course than we usually run. We usually run pretty hilly courses, so this was a lot just more of just a
easier.
Smoother run. But it was pretty good, yeah.
What's it just been like for the season? Was this expected for this team to make it? Is this a little bit surprise for everybody?
It's kind of a surprise, but at the same time, I really thought that with these girls, we could do it. We all put in the effort, and I'm really proud of all the work that everybody's put in to get us here.
All right, congratulations. We have a late arrival. Your name?
Addison Bowden.
And Addison, take me through your race today.
I knew I had to get out fast and to try to stay with the group. I didn't start the way I wanted to, but I made up for it. Second mile, I did good, but third mile, I kind of slowed down a bit.
Sure. And so overall, what's it been like just the season and running with these girls?
It's a really fun group. We all have high energy. And, there's just a fun environment to be around. Our coaches push us a lot, and we do really good as a team, too.
Was this your first time at state?
Yes.
How do you explain the experience?
It's crazy. It's really fun. Seeing all the runners, it's so fun. I don't know.
So fun.
So fun.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and next up?
Jillian Budge.
And Jillian, how did you feel about your race?
I felt pretty good. I mean, I had a kind of a huge PR, and I've been looking for a sub-22 this season. I had 21:36, so I'm really happy about that.
What do you feel like it took to get to that point? What was that? What was the key in your race?
I just had to, get out quick, and I guess I just really tried to, go hard on the uphills and keep going on the downhills and just going striding out and everything, so.
What are some of the highlights for this team, maybe away from the course, just things that you've done together?
Well, I mean, last night we stayed up here in Fort Dodge. I mean, we walked along the side of the highway to McDonald's together last night, so that was pretty fun.
And what did you order from McDonald's?
I got 10 chicken nuggets and a large cone of ice cream. I was kind of hungry.
Well, we'll call you Nugget Girl from now on. I don't know. Those moments are special, aren't they? I mean, that's what makes it good to qualify as a team, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. It's really fun. Here comes Reese now.
Reese Dittmer is here with us. So she just ran up here at the last minute. Reese, how'd you feel about your race?
I felt pretty good. The goal was just to stick with a big group of people and just keep up with them and, just do my best.
Did you feel like you met your goals?
I did. My goal was to get sub-21 and I got 20:47, so it's a good day.
And it's a good day with this team. Well, how can you explain what the experience is like with these girls?
It's incredible. We all worked so hard. It's just our hard work really paid off, and we all did really good today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And next up?
Hadley Dibelbess.
And you got one runner behind you there. She needs to squeeze through. So take me through your race and how'd that go for you today?
It was really a great opportunity to run at state, and it definitely wasn't easy today, but I know I tried my hardest, and whenever there was a group of girls I knew I could pass, I passed them. And
what do you do as a team to pick each other up if somebody is struggling or somebody is hurting? What can you say about what you girls do to help each other?
We're just we're really close as a team, and we're great at encouraging each other, and yeah.
Okay. What do you like most about cross country?
Just the team aspect of it, and just how close we are to each other and how fun it is.
That's a good thing to say when you're surrounded by your team. Congratulations. And your name?
Lana Van Arstal.
And take me through your race today.
I started out fast, but slower than usual because I've been going out a little too fast. And
I tried to, like, stay behind some girls and then at the end really start to kick. That's mostly what I did.
How do you explain what it was like to start with all these, you know, amazing runners? I mean, it's never like that before, I bet, in a regular race.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I definitely tried not to, like, trip over people, so.
did you feel like you met your expectations?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I felt really great about this race. It was such a fun experience.
What are going to be some of the highlights that you remember for this year? Not just here, but maybe just overall in the season.
The fun practices that we do together. They're always a great bonding time. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Did we get everybody?
Bria.
And you're last but not least?
Brielle Kramer.
So take me through your race, Brielle, and what was that like for you?
I just really tried to run my own race and not worry about the places, because if I get too caught up on the places, I kind of will not do as well as I want in the end and just disappoint myself.
So how can you sum up what this experience has been like with this team, and this is something that you probably will never forget, right? Just achieving not just by yourself, but with everybody else.
Yeah, this team is really special. Every single one of the girls has their own personality, and we all help each other out in a different way. And I feel like with Soleil leaving next year, it's all going to be different, but we're going to try and make the best out of it.
So there's only one senior on this team?
Yeah, our team is all sophomores and freshmen, and Soleil's our only senior.
So what can you say? Let's wrap it up into the future. How high can this team go for using this experience this year?
I feel like this team can improve every single year, and I feel like we're going to be here hopefully next year and the years after that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, ladies, on a great race. There they are, the Tri-Center Trojan girls cross-country team at the state tournament here on KSOM.